Adam. How you doing?
I'm good.
So my name is Gilbert. I work for Artinsoft. We have a product called Ajourno. So this is what we're gonna be showing today. We're at the IE booth, and we've been showing some of our features that are targeted to IE. One of the call to actions this week has been to start building applications, web applications that are standard and compliant to standards. And now, you know, IE8 is full compliant with CSS 2.1, HTML, HTML4. They are even supporting features from HTML5. So we want to show this tool that we have that works well right with Visual Studio. So let's start a journal. So the way we're running a journal here is as a standalone IDE. So it's running out of the Visual Studio shell. But it also, everything that you're going to see here works right within Visual Studio, 05 and 08. So let's start by opening up a website. We have a small website over here. It has a couple of pages, really simple pages. Let's start by this one. When you are a web developer, there are two things that might happen. You got to start writing your code right from nowhere. And you're pretty much in really hard timelines. Everybody wants their stuff for yesterday, and you pretty much have to put all that together really quick. Sometimes standards are the last thing that you actually care about, you know, when you're doing all this stuff. So, and the other way is that, you know, you get all that legacy code that somebody else written, and I probably really crappy code. But with a journal, you can pretty much call it right from within the context of your page or from your solution. And we have created a set of transformations. These transformations are kind of like refactorings, although they work on top of your markup. So some of here are ones that are targeted to fix up all your code and clean it up. So why don't we start by fixing all your structural errors. So what is it going to do? It's going to go through your code, and it's going to bring all this WinDiv kind of dialogue, where it's going to show you the changes that it's going to go through. The first thing that it's going to do is add a doc type. With a doc type, you're telling the page, the browser, how it should render your stuff. If you don't have a doc type, the browser pretty much will do, hey, I'll do my best, but I can promise nothing, right? The other thing is that it's also going to go and start closing all those tags that you left open there, and then you forgot about it. It's also going to go through and strike things that are not needed in a way that they actually don't add that to the to the content. This also is going to help you fix all of your tags that are not well corrected in the main the structure, even though it remains the look and feel and the semantics of the page. We have other example here. You know, we look here at the original code. The developer forgot to close all of these LI tags. With a journal is going to figure out where those closing tags should be, and it's going to show you. But it's not only going to show you. If you go here and apply them, like in this case, it's telling you that it's going to apply 34 changes. Pretty much it will go and then like add it to you. So if you see, you know, it added the doc type, it added all this. But then, you know, you'll see like there are things like this, like there are no quotes in there, like there are things that might be missing, like here. We also can go and fix all those syntax errors. So with this, it's, you know, first thing is going to bring all to low caps, make it XML and HTML compliant. It's going to start adding all those quotes that you're missing. It's going to change like your special characters for entities. And then you pretty much, you know, you can apply them. In case you don't, you test it and you don't like it, you know, with a simple Control-C, all the changes go back. So all those 34 changes, all the changes you apply are just one click away from getting back to where you are. Another of the cool features that we're announcing this week, it's a small find and replace, or like smart find and replace feature that we found. Say that, you know, after you've gone through all these transformations, so you want to create your own transformations. Maybe the ones that we have created, we're focusing on a lot of the complexity and, like, you know, those hard transformations that most of the developers don't want to do. But say you have some special transformations that you want to do. In this case, say, like, you have a... This is a really simple example of a table-based layout of a page. Say you want... You have already created a div-based layout of your page, but now you need to transform all of your pages to this new structure, even though the content remains. So, really simple. You can do it at a page level, you know, running out of the solution explorer, or you can do it just by selecting some text. You can come here and say, you know, smart search and replace. What it's going to do is bring this dialogue. If we see this dialogue has, you know, highlighting all those things, it's going to share the look and feel of your editor. So if you have changed your editor, all those changes are going to come here.
That's
so
cool.
That makes it more familiar to all your developers, right? So say like, you know, we can start by, you know, selecting some of this content and say, you know, we want to create a single variable. So I want everything that is within the content of that column to be a variable. And same here. So let's create three variables over here. So let's put on some distinctive names here. And say, here you can start writing your transformation. So you can start writing just within it, you know, you have a div or whatever. Or you can have a template already there and load it. And with this, what you're saying is, now all this table layout that I have here, I want it to be one big div with three nested divs. Whatever the content is within these columns, just put it there. So when you do search here, what is it going to do is that it's going to go through the context where you call it, in this case, a page or a selection of the page. And it's going to show you here all of the matches for that search, which in this case, if we click on this one, it's going to take you here. If we have more, just by clicking on it, it's going to take you to that piece of the code. And you can selectively select which one you want to apply. So you can go through all of your changes, all of the search that you go. If you call it from the Solution Explorer, it's going to go through all your pages, and it's going to open up your pages, and it's going to bring you to them. So say we want to apply this one. We go here, and it's boom. You know, it just happens. So like with that, it's just bringing, you know, productivity. This is pretty complex in a way that is not our simple regex. We actually have our own parser that we go through your code and we parse and we figure out those kind of ways. Also, if you are creating patterns that are not structural correct, that are not syntactically correct, we can tell you that they are not like that. And before you apply them, we can suggest you that we can, you know, make it work in a way that is actually standard compliant. So that way, when you apply those to all your site, you're making sure that all of that remain compatible, remain standards, all that. So thank you very much for your time, Adam. And I hope all of you guys find it useful. You can go to adjourno.com. The link is going to be in the side down here.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. We're eager for that. We're always bringing up new transformations. So if you have a suggestion, just let us know. And we're pretty much putting it in there. Okay? Thank you, Adam.